7935 श्रीमद् भागवतम स्वात् सत्वात्मयोनिरति विस्मित आश्रितोऽब्जम् कालेन तीव्र तपसा परिशुद्ध भावः त्वम् आत्मनि शुभगन्धम् इवाति सूक्ष्म भूतेन्द्रियास्य मने विततम् ददर्श. सो सत्व आत्मयोनिर, आत्मयोनि इज ब्रह्माजी, अतिविस्मित आश्रितोऽब्जम्. सो Prahlad Maharaj is describing the process of creation, and he is telling how after taking birth and looking around, searching for understanding, Brahmaji was bewildered, ativismit, and then realizing that he couldn't find a solution himself, kalena tivra tapasa parishuddha bhavaha. So, for a long period of time, he did Tivra Tapasa. And by that, Parishuddha Bhavaha, his consciousness became purified. And then, Tvam Atmanish Bhuvigandham Ivati Suksham. Tvam Atmanish. So, you who are the Lord who is residing in within, in the heart, in the body, in the heart, in the material existence. What happened? He, just as fragrance is residing in the earth, Krishna says that punyo gandha prithivyam cha. So bhuvi gandham ivati suksham. So fragrance is there, but fragrance has to be perceived carefully. Sometimes when there are rains, we perceive it, but other times we not perceive the fragrance of the earth. So he says that when the kale in a right time happened, then by the will of the Lord became manifest before Brahmaji. Brahmaji was able to see Bhutendriyashayamaye Vididam Dadarsha. So he could see that actually the Lord was present not just outside but within. The Lord was pervading all of creation, Dadarsha. He saw that. So actually, through this prayer, Prahlad Maharaj is emphasizing the point that purification has to come before illumination. Brahmaji wanted to understand the source of creation, but by his own speculation, he couldn't find that. But when he turned inwards, instead of searching outwards physically, he turned inwards inwardly, devotionally, and purified himself by tapasa, tivra tapasa. And then what happened? He tamatmanisha, he was able to see you. So this applies to our spiritual search for God. When Hiranyakashipu demanded to see God by searching around, Hiranyaksha was also going all around the universe saying, where is Vishnu, where is Vishnu? He couldn't find him, and finally when he found him in a form that proved fatal for him. That was Hiranyaksha. Same happened with Hiranyakashipu also, that he wanted to look for Vishnu in the pillar, but when he found it, that led to destruction. Because he had angered Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyaksha both had angered the Lord. So if you want to see the Lord in a way that is actually beneficial for us, that is illuminating for us, then like Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he practiced devotional service which Narad Muni had taught him, and then he got darshan of the Lord, and he got darshan, and then he got blessings in a very congenial and loving way. So now this applies, this principle of purification preceding illumination applies not just to our eventual darshan of Krishna, but it applies even to our darshan of Krishna in the day-to-day events of our life. Now, when things start going wrong, if we understand Krishna's hand in the situation, we will be able to calm down and respond intelligently. But to be able to see Krishna's hand, we have to be Krishna conscious. That's why when we do our chanting, our study of scripture and our sadhana seriously, and thus purify our consciousness, then that purification creates the setting by which illumination can occur during the course of our day. when we can get realizations that deepen our conviction and accelerate our purification. So when our mind starts getting distracted when we are doing our core devotional activities, we can meditate on this principle which Prahlad Maharaj is referring to. Purification must precede illumination. Thank you.